Hey, yeah, all right. Thanks for listening to the Russell Brand Fancast again this month. If it's the first time, go back and listen to the other ones. That's your homework. This episode of the Russell Brand Fancast, we're talking about Russell's newest show, My Life by William Shakespeare. If you've seen the show, get in touch and we'll revisit that later on. But for today, this is my experience of the show. If you've experienced the show, get in touch and leave me a message on the Anchor app and we'll put that into next time's show. So yeah, well today we're talking about My Life by William Shakespeare, or should I say Russell Brand's My Life by William Shakespeare. It's not My Life. I'll be totally honest, just to start off with, I was a little bit, actually, sceptical about the show beforehand, because I'm not someone who knows anything at all about Shakespeare. I don't know nothing about it. Like, Romeo and Juliet's about the limit. And that's only from school, from quite a while ago now. So I'm not someone, you know, who knows much about Shakespeare. And, you know, and I'm probably not alone in that either. You know, I think most people these days probably don't. But I think that's why this show is actually quite important, really. Because it's opened my eyes and opened my mind to Shakespeare now. And since the show, I have actually thought, I haven't done anything about it, but I thought about looking a little bit more into Shakespeare, because I quite enjoyed it. So, well, if you haven't seen the show, if you weren't lucky enough to get to one of them, I recommend you have, you know, if he does do a tour, which I think he might, then I recommend, you know, if he does do a tour, then go and watch it. Don't judge it on the basis of, oh, he's doing Shakespeare. I don't like Shakespeare, that's from school. Which is nearly what I did, but because it was Russell, I was always going to go. But I recommend you go and have a watch of that, if he does do anything else with it, because it's actually genius. It is actually genius. I think that's fair to say. It is genius. Basically, what he does is he'll tell you a bit of his life story. If you're like me and you've seen basically everything he's ever done, then it'll be some stories you already know. You know, from throughout his life, from when he was a drug addict and, you know, getting married to the lady who don't speak of on this podcast. You know, all the way up to basically where he is now, you know, wife and kids and living in the rural cute little village that he lives in. And so, you know, it does span his whole life. And basically what he does is he ties in his story of his life with the stories of Shakespeare. Now, I did wonder beforehand, how is that going to work? You know, because your life, Russell, isn't Shakespeare, is it? But it's brilliant. He's done an amazing job on it. He really has done an amazing job on this. And I would recommend to absolutely anyone, even if you're not a fan of Russell, even if you're not a fan of Shakespeare, I recommend, you know, if he does do any more with it, that you go and have a look at it, because I'll tell you what, it's really opened my eyes, actually. You know, I do now, I mean, I haven't done nothing about it, but it has made me think, you know, maybe I should read a bit more Shakespeare, actually. By a bit more, I mean, I should read Shakespeare. I really enjoyed it, actually. I find Shakespeare quite difficult to follow, because it's obviously written in like the old way of talking, isn't it? So I find that quite difficult to follow, because I'm not the brightest, I suppose. So I find that quite tricky, but actually Russell brings it to life, actually. Like, he does a fantastic job at this. Yeah, so I very much recommend seeing the shows. It gets people up from the crowd as well, which is amazing. It's great. they get up all confident, like, yeah, I'll give that guy Russell, yeah, I'm all right for that, mate. Then they get up there and he goes, right, here's your script, and they look at it and you just see the colour from their faces just drain as they go, oh no, what have I done? So, I recommend going. Only say you're going to do the thing if you're confident at Shakespeare, though. I don't want any of you guys to be that person that gets up on stage and goes, yeah, I'm all right for that, Russell, yeah. And actually, all it is I wanted to be on stage with Russell Brand, because I did, but I wasn't getting up there doing a bit of Shakespeare. Because, let's face it, you're on stage in front of, it was quite a small theatre, so it's probably about 1,000 people there, maybe less. But let's just say, for argument's sake, you're on stage in front of 1,000 people with Russell Brand doing Shakespeare that is difficult anyway. For me, that ain't going to end well. That is not going to end well for me. So I just stayed in my seat. I was really lucky as well because we were on the second row, but the front row seats in front of us, me and my wife, that is, had been taken out. So we were second row, but first row. And at one point, he got someone on stage who were doing a bit of talking, doing a bit of Shakespeare, and he sat on the stage right in front of me, and he was close enough that if I'd have just leant forward just a little bit, I could have touched him. I didn't, for obvious reasons. Get thrown out. Gow! But I could have done it if I wanted to. But yeah, that is kind of my review. I was hoping I was going to have some of you guys' reviews, but you haven't sent me any. Sorry for coughing. So, get your reviews in. We can revisit this on the next episode in January. But definitely, if he does a tour with this, go and see it. Definitely.
Good morning from Burnham, Maine. My name is Angela Einstein, and I'm a team member on A. Einstein Universe, a nonprofit to help the world. Thanks for giving me a call back.
So there you go. That was a message from my good friend from America. So if you've got a message for us, send me it on the Anchor app, and you'll be included in the next episode of the Russell Brand Fancast. So as you'll probably already know, and if you've listened to the news, if you like, the Russell Brand Fancast news, you'll know that Rebirth is now on Netflix. That should have had a yay or something there, shouldn't it? There's a thing that you can put there. You go, yay! Should put that there. So that's on Netflix now. And you can have a watch of that. And again, send me your reviews of that. I went to see the show back when it was touring. In fact, I saw the first lot of them shows when he did. They weren't called that then. They were called Russell Brand Exposed. He only did a few of them. I saw him in Nottingham, and it was basically the same show. Sorry for burping. And he basically just made that show bigger. The good thing that, well, maybe not a good thing actually, but the thing I really enjoyed was that the day I saw Exposed, if you like, saw Russell Brand Exposed. Huh. That's only just actually hit me why that's called that. That's funny. The day I saw it was actually like the day after, or the same day that his daughter was born. I think, don't hold me to that, I think, if I remember it correctly, I mean, we are talking like 2017 now, I think, so quite a while ago, to be fair, quite a while ago. But yeah, it was amazing actually, watching it from, in fact, it wasn't 2017, my mistake. It's 2016, because the actual shows happened in 2017 to early 2018, and then they sort of finished, didn't they? Yeah, so what was amazing, though, to me, was that how much the show's actually changed as well between the warm-up shows to the actual full tour, really, and how he'd changed it a little bit, well, actually quite a bit, and how it was a lot. You know, when I saw it, I've seen that show 3 times. Let me just tell you that 3 times I saw the same show, and that doesn't include watching it on Netflix the other day. 3 times I went out and watched that show. 2 times in Northampton, and then obviously the exposed ones, which we talk about now, in Nottingham, like the November before. That was as well the first time I actually ever met Russell and got a picture with him, which, if you go on the Facebook page for the Russell Brand Fancast, I'll post it up there, because I tell you what, right, it's quite a funny picture, because you know how Russell takes the piss out of Matt Morgan, that is, because when he had a picture with Slash, his head, like, ballooned out. You know that bit? Yeah. Well, that happened to me when I first met Russell. I look at that picture, and I look like a balloon-headed nitwit. I'm basically, I'm stood at the side of the stage, he's on the stage, like, crouched down, and there's me. I've got the most stupid look on my face, like, the most gormless look. Like, there's a look of, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening, along with, oh god, I can't believe this is happening. I look like some sort of 12-year-old schoolgirl at a One Direction concert. I know that reference is out of date, but I don't follow up-to-date music. That's the most up-to-date reference I've got. I'm sorry. So I look ridiculous, right? And I'm all sort of like pale and balloon-headed. And I just look like an absolute tit, to be quite honest with you. So there's me at the side of the stage. And, you know, I have to admit, I'm a chubby bloke. But back then, I was even more chubby, right? I was probably at my chubbiest, right? And then there's Russell, who's all nice and thin and looks nice. Which makes me look even worse. Here's a tip for you. Don't get a picture next to your hero if you can't look normal. I look mental, let me put it that way. I actually look insane. But one thing that does save me in that picture is that Russell also looks a bit crazy in that picture. You know, referencing back to Russell's work here, you know on Messiah Complex, he does a bit about when he was on the news. I think he was on the news at this point, and they show him, they freeze frame him, and he's just sort of staring, like blankly, waiting to speak. And he says he looks like Charles Manson. That's what he looks like in this picture. It's a little bit frightening, but do you know what? It's Russell. I'm happy. I met him. But them shows were brilliant as well. It just amazes me. Like, he actually does so much work into these shows. Obviously, it's his job. But he puts so much time and thought and effort into it, and it's amazing to me what, you know, watching when it comes from, you know, he's on stage, you know, doing them in the early days, he's got the bits of paper, and he's, you know, he might be reading it off the paper, fair enough, you know, if it's quite new stuff, you're going to have to read it for a bit, which is basically going back to what we were talking about before, what the Shakespeare ones were like. He had bits of paper on the stage and that, he wasn't full on reading it, you know, like it was a book. He didn't have it in his hand or anything like that. But he had, you know, bits of paper that he could reference to. So he was always on track, if you know what I mean. Which is fair enough, you know. You've got to learn this stuff. And where better to learn it than actually on stage doing it. But that's what the exposed shows were like, a little bit. And then he obviously did the same sort of thing with the crowd participation in Exposed and Rebirth, which on the TV the Netflix special of Rebirth isn't on there, which is a shame. Where he had people send in surveys, and he'd basically go through their stories, which I think is brilliant. I think it's brilliant because back in the day he used to obviously go through like a local newspaper, which I loved. That was always my favourite bit, when he'd go through the local newspaper, and for obvious reasons, I know we don't do it now, but he used to maybe like do a prank call from there. I know if you look on YouTube, there's ones where he's called like gay saunas, and I think there was a prostitute on one. Don't hold me to that, I think, but I'm pretty sure there's one. It's all on stage, it's not like nothing like CD, it's just him, it's Russell being Russell from back in the day. But obviously, for obvious reasons, he doesn't do the prank calls anymore. Did too much of that, I suppose. But if you haven't watched Rebirth yet, have a watch. Let us know what you think. You can send me your voicemail message on the Anchor app. And just review it a little bit. Tell us what you think. We're going to come back to Rebirth on and off anyway, because that's his newest televised, if you like, piece of work. So it's going to be a bit of a reoccurring theme, I guess, because to be quite honest, I love that show. I think it's fantastic. I think actually I would even go as far as to saying it's Russell back at his best. Let me know what you think on that one. Go on the Anchor app, leave me a message. Don't insult me though. Don't like being insulted much. I think that's probably about all for this episode of the Russell Brand Fancast this time. I can't imagine there'd be much more you'd want from me this month. Is there? Let me know. On the next episode of the Russell Brand Fancast, let me know what you want to talk about. Where are we going with this? I want to do a Matt Morgan special. I want to do it. I have tried to get in touch with Matt. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I tried to get in touch with Matt to try and get him to talk to me, but everyone else seems to get a reply but me. So, thanks, Matt. So, let me know. And if there's anyone, you know, wants to come on the podcast and wants to be a co-host, let me know. I'm more than happy for you to do that. And we can do it through the Anchor app as well. We can record together. You can stay at your house. I'll stay at mine. It'll be fantastic. So we can do that. Let me know as well for the Matt Morgan one. Get your messages in about Matt. And Mr. G as well. Let's get some love going for Mr. G on this podcast. Because in the last series of these that are no longer available. Sorry about that. He wasn't really mentioned. So I want to do more on that. And basically anything else. Anything around Russell. Or anyone around Russell. We're going to talk about on this podcast. I want to interview. I don't know if we can do it. But I want to interview Ron Brand. I don't know if he'll do it, but I'm building up the courage to ask him. So hopefully, if I do ever build up the courage, he'll say yes, and we'll have him on the podcast, and we can have a bit of a chat with him. Hopefully, a bit of a laugh as well. Thanks for listening to the Russell Brand Fancast. Go on the Apple app. Other apps are available. Podcast app. And give us a 5-star review. Don't want none of these 2-star, 1-star, no star reviews. Not interested in them. We want some 5-star reviews and try and let's see if we can get this to actually register somewhere. This would be fantastic. That is your homework for this week, for this month. I'll be back with you shortly with another episode in January where we will talk about something Russell Brand-esque. Love you, bye! You can join in the conversation around Russell Brand by joining the Anchor app and sending me a voice message, or we can co-host the show together. all you need to do is go on the Anchor app, sign up, it's totally free, and then just search for the Russell Brand Fancast. In the right-hand corner, when the profile comes up, there's a little star. Star that, I'll star you right back, and then we're connected on the app, and we can podcast together. And we'll all be as one, like it ought to be.